This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, I have the busy throat, but good morning. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Brady. I've been looking at comments made by President Donald Trump and candidate Mikey Bloomberg. And these are all comments that were made shortly after the heroic actions of Jack Wilson in the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas. And from this, you get a very stark difference in their attitude toward the Second Amendment and the wisdom of having the right to bear arms protected by the United States Constitution. Now, Trump got out there and he put out his opinion and his viewpoint in a tweet. And his tweet is consistent with his support for the right of the individual right to bear arms in defense of himself and others, as mentioned many times during his campaign. He listens to his sons. I know a lot of people are like, well, he was considering gun control there for a while. Well, he was talking to the Democrats about it, but he's sort of playing them like he does all the time. And he made these events during a public event, which was recorded and placed on YouTube. And the statement of the video is quoted, well, you know, now we're talking about Bloomberg, though. This is what he said. And that may be true. I wasn't there, and I don't know the facts that somebody in the congregation had their own gun and killed the person who murdered two other people. But it is the job of law enforcement to have guns and to decide when to shoot. You just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place. Now, Bloomberg may not have known all the facts at the time he answered this question. The video of the shooting is widely available, however, and the proof is in the pudding there. But this is the thing. The facts are not in dispute. Jack Wilson clearly shot and stopped the attack after the attacker killed two of Jack's friends in less than 2 seconds. His single shot from a SIG P229 and 357 SIG was fired virtually simultaneously with the attacker's third shot aimed toward the pulpit. Candidate Bloomberg's response is completely consistent with his actions while he was his honor of New York City, and since he's spent tens of millions of dollars on political campaigns to undermine the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms for the defense of self and others, especially in public places. He just bought the Virginia General Assembly. Congratulations. Now, Bloomberg is, at the very least, honest about his intentions. I don't know how much admiration we should give him for that. He thinks average people should not have guns in public places, and he backs that up with his actions. He almost certainly does not carry a gun for himself, you know, for the defense of self and others. He relies on his very professional team of armed security, which they were all NYPD police officers at the time when he was mayor when his term ran out. And they just retired and followed him, because why wouldn't you? He has $50 billion. Now, Donald Trump has been a billionaire for some time, and he is not as wealthy as Michael Bloomberg, but he's still a billionaire. Before he had Secret Service protection, he had his own very professional security team. But he also had a concealed carry permit and was known to carry for his own protection. Now, his personal actions are consistent with support for the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms for the defense of self and others. Both of these guys have been consistent in their views regarding the carry of concealed weapons. So for me and you, the choice, is very clear. Proof is in the pudding. In the meantime, Democrats have become emboldened. They're out there right now. They want to ban everything. And this is an indicator of the thought process. Out of Vermont, a Democrat legislator is offering legislation that would make it illegal for those under the age of 21 to possess or use a cell phone. and there's a catch. State Senator John Rogers says he knows his bill isn't going to pass and he has no intention of voting for it himself. But what he's doing is as he told the Times Argus newspaper, is he's making a point about newly enacted laws that prevent adults under the age of 21 from purchasing firearms. The bill, S-212, would make such possession or use of a misdemeanor punishable by a maximum of a year behind bars and a $1,000 fine. It said cell phone use while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers. It also said young people use cell phones frequently to bully and threaten each other, something that has been linked to suicides. That's all true. It's all factual. He goes on, the internet and social media accessed primarily through cell phones are used to radicalize and recruit terrorists, fascists, and other extremists. Cell phones have often been used by mass shooters of younger ages for research on previous shootings, it reads. So they have concluded that those under 21 years old aren't mature enough to possess guns, smoke cigarettes, or drink alcohol, and the same should apply to cell phone use. In Vermont, they recently increased the smoking age to 21 and barred those under 21 from buying a gun unless they take a hunter safety course. Now, Rogers, you got to remember one thing about Vermont. Vermont is a state that has never had state gun control until very recently. From 1791 till like a couple of years ago, they've never had any state gun control. It is the original constitutional carry state. And Rogers, who's a Democrat, said he's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and the legislature seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights. He said, based on the information presented in his bill, a cell phone is much more dangerous than a gun. Now, he isn't really trying to ban this. He just doesn't think they should be prohibited from owning a firearm either. What's interesting, and this is one of the things we hear about, well, you know, we should increase the age because they're not mature enough to have this, and this can lead to suicide. There's research out there showing that the increase in teen suicides began right around the time the percentage of teenagers with smartphones surpassed the 50% mark. Psychologist Jean Twenge has written extensively about what smartphones have done to what she dubs iGen, including a little piece back in 2017 in The Atlantic. Rates of teen depression and suicide have skyrocketed since 2011, and it's not an exaggeration to describe iGen as being on the brink of the worst mental health crisis in decades. And most of this deterioration can be traced to their phones. Even when a seismic event, a technological leap, a free concert in the mud, plays an outsized role in shaping a group of young people, no single factor ever defines a generation. Parenting styles continue to change, as do school, curricula, and culture, and these things matter. But the twin rise of the smartphone and social media has caused an earthquake of a magnitude we've not seen in a very long time. There's compelling evidence that the devices we placed in young people's hands are having profound effects on their lives and making them seriously unhappy. And the answer is not in banning them or trying to limit their usage, but in parents teaching their kids responsible habits about their phone. Now, many parents aren't so great when it comes to their own screen time and online behavior, but you'll never hear Bloomberg or O'Rourke demand that cell phones are taken away, no matter how much damage they might be doing and how ban-happy they might be. So why should we take them seriously when you have to be 21 to smoke, drink, or own a gun? Never thought of it that way, have you? Treating adults as infants isn't the way to go, and where does it actually end? The senator's right that we can't ban our way to safety, but we can educate our way to safety, to a safer society. And one way to do that would be to treat adults like grown-ups. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Welcome back. Goodness. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In Virginia, the situation, Virginia is a petri dish right now for what the Democrats want to do as far as gun control. They're going to, everybody's going to be watching this. We're watching this. The gun control side is watching this. They want to see how far this can be pushed. I thought Washington State was going to be the place that where this was going to happen, but no, this is going to be Virginia. and that situation is heating up. And a combination of gerrymandering mandated by a state court and a bunch of money spent in a few local races by billionaires who hate the idea of an armed population, and targeted advertising, an organization by sympathizers of the Chinese communists, and the apathy of the rest of the Virginia voters, which that's a very important point. The Democrats have taken control of the governorship and both of the General Assembly and the Virginia Senate by rather slim margins. These Democrats are not yesterday's Democrats. These Democrats have been specially selected for their feelings and the way they regard the Virginia Constitution's limitations on government power and the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and limits on government power generally. So, as a result, a plethora of bills designed to severely restrict the exercise of the Second Amendment rights have been filed for the 2020 Virginia session. They range from universal background checks to bans on semi-automatics and magazines, red flag laws, heavy restrictions on indoor and outdoor ranges, and firearms training. In response to these proposed attacks on the exercise of Second Amendment rights, 91 of 95 Virginia counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Here begins the entertaining part. The Culpeper County Sheriff, Scott Jenkins, has proposed a possible countermove. Deputizing thousands of Second Amendment supporters would render them immune from several of the proposed laws. From a Facebook post by Culpeper County Sheriff's Office, I remain very optimistic that our General Assembly will not pass the proposed bills. Obviously, if passed, there are many of us willing to challenge these laws through the courts. In addition, if necessary, I plan to properly screen and deputize thousands of our law-abiding citizens to protect their constitutional right to own firearms. And then there's this quote from Richard Henry Lee. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include all men capable of bearing arms. That from 1788. How effective would this be, this move? Well, it would be very, very effective, at least in the short term. From the Virginia Constitution, Article 7, Local Government, Section 4, County and City Officials. There shall be elected by the qualified voters of each county and city a treasurer, a sheriff, an attorney for the commonwealth, a clerk, who shall be the clerk of the court in the office of which deeds are recorded, and a commissioner of revenue. The duties and compensation shall be prescribed by general law. Current law allows the sheriff to appoint unlimited numbers of part-time deputies. This is covered in 15.2-1603. Appointment of deputies, their powers, how removed. The treasurer, the sheriff, the commissioner of the revenue, and the clerk of any court may, at the time he qualifies as provided, or thereafter, appoint one or more deputies who may discharge any of the official duties of their principal during his continuance in office, unless it is some duty, the performance of which, by a deputy is expressly forbidden by law. And they cannot be removed from office except by the following, which is 24.2-230. However, an appointed officer shall be removed from office only by the person or authority who appointed him, unless he is sentenced for a crime as provided or determined to be mentally incompetent. They don't have to wear a uniform. The sheriff decides what they may or may not wear. And they are to be compensated for expenses, but there's no guarantee. So he doesn't have to put them on the payroll. The part-time deputy, this is coming from 15.2-1609.9. The part-time deputies of sheriff shall not receive fixed salaries, but shall be entitled to receive reasonable compensation for their services and allowances for their expenses to be determined and paid as hereinafter provided. And there's no law enforcement training required if the deputy is not a full-time deputy. So Virginia sheriffs can short-circuit many of the proposed laws by deputizing the adults who wish to participate. And there is no limitation on residence for those who may be deputized. So, theoretically, one sheriff could deputize all of Virginia and others, including residents of other states. Now, the counter would be for the legislature to pass legislation limiting the powers of the county sheriffs. Now, political activists on the left have suggested California do away with the office of sheriff. That's always been a thorn in the side because sheriffs are elected, so they more likely are going to represent and sort of mirror the constituency that elects them, and they are a bulwark of local power. But that would be very difficult in Virginia. It would require a state constitutional amendment, but the legislature could limit sheriff's power with the passage of a law. They do not appear to be able to revoke the appointments of minor officers, at least without going to court. Now, court cases would and will take time. So as a strategy, and this is really interesting for all of these people out there talking about sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties and sanctuary states. It is a very viable and valid strategy to deputize and make part-time deputies out of citizens who volunteer to participate in this. Now, over the long term, elections and courts may resolve the issue, but here's the problem that the Virginian Democrats already face. Most of them ran as moderates. They did get a lot of money from Bloomberg, but most of them ran as moderates. And now what they're doing is they're going out there and they're basically kowtowing to one city or to a cluster of cities. And these are all cities that border, I believe it's Fairfax County and Alexandria County, that border D.C. And this becomes problematic. That's problematic because they don't only represent those cities. They represent all of the state. But they're making laws for all of the state, and they're making laws designed to disarm all of the state. And the devil's going to be in the details. Like their assault weapons bill, while they're out there saying, nobody wants to take your guns, we're not going to do this and all. But look at their assault weapons bill. Look at what they propose to ban. That will include a lot of semi-automatic handguns. So, getting out there, and, you know, law enforcement's always exempt from that kind of nonsense. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iranian officials have denied claims that they mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet and accused the United States of spreading lies about intelligence suggesting they did. The plane crashed early Wednesday morning, soon after takeoff from Tehran's airport, killing everyone on board. U.S. officials are confident Iran shot down the jetliner in the hours after the Iranian missile attack on U.S. targets. There were 176 people killed in the crash, mostly Iranian and Canadian nationals. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has also said his country believes from its own agencies that Iranian missiles hit the jet.
a number of news teams visited the crash site and found that it had already been scrubbed of virtually all debris. Ukraine's foreign minister has said that Iran has fully cooperated with their investigation and gave them access to the plane's black box. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, one thing I can't help but touch on is, and I've actually been talking about this with Dave Harrington, Super Dave, is what we're seeing about everything going on with Iran. According to most journalists, or at least the people that claim to be, and Hollywood, and other Democrats, the only thing a terror-sponsoring country like Iran must do to keep terrorists from being targeted is to give them a big title and put them on their payroll. Somehow that makes the world safer than killing them. Then they get to roam the world working with other terrorist groups to plan and execute attacks. And if a leader of any country decides that these terrorists should be killed, they will be said to have escalated tensions. If that sounds pretty stupid and ignorant, that's because it's pretty stupid and ignorant. The world becomes a clearly safer place if known terrorist leaders are killed and funds are cut off. It is never safer to leave terrorists and killers and gang members and cartels and rapists roaming the streets over removing them from society, whether that means killing them or putting them away. In certain other countries, where they do not have a Second Amendment like France, the terrorists get to roam around and kill with complete impunity. Nobody is going to be able to stand up to them. What makes the world much more dangerous is when leaders in America and Europe shower the most dangerous terrorism sponsoring country, Iran, which continues to pledge death to America and death to Israel with huge amounts of money, and then pretends that that will all be good. Most journalists at the time cheered this pure ignorance. It's also extremely dangerous when leaders in America have been so stupid that they sold uranium assets in the U.S. to Russia, which of course the Russians will use themselves and maybe sell to dangerous countries like North Korea and Iran. It sure helps Russia when Iran has more money to purchase their weapons and uranium. But Democrats will act surprised that these dangerous countries are working on nuclear weapons. Most of the media won't care about selling uranium to Russia as they pretend that Obama and Biden were tough on Russia and continue to perpetuate the lie that Trump is a puppet of Russia. I have had a really good time this past week because we do have a president who understands that the way to reduce terrorism is to cut off the funding and take out the terrorists themselves instead of to lead them to maim and kill at will, including Americans. Now, most of the media make the world much more dangerous themselves as they cheer for whatever Democrats say and seek to destroy Trump, no matter how much good he does to strengthen and protect Americans. So if the American people want to enrich tyrants and protect terrorists and move towards socialism and have more people dependent on government, reduce freedom of choice on health care, schools and energy, and refuse to enforce immigration laws and kill fully developed babies up to and beyond birth, and reduce girls' and women's privacy by having men and boys expose themselves in locker rooms and restrooms, they should take the advice of most journalists and then go out and elect more Democrats. If they want freedom and prosperity and capitalism and enforcement of immigration law and more important, more opportunity to move up the economic ladder for everyone, and a president who's willing to kill terrorists, who maim and kill people around the world, they should vote for Trump. It's a very, very easy choice. Now, you would think it's also an intuitive choice. You would think that surely logic and common sense prevails over feels and, you know, socialism and all this other stuff. Surely the Democrats themselves would prefer to have their constituents alive, right? Now, Elizabeth Warren, she for a time looked like a real contender for the Democratic nomination. But her campaign has kind of fizzled out since October when she briefly took the lead in the polls. She's still a lock on third place, which isn't an awful place to be this far out from the meat of the race because you don't want to peak now in this. And one of the things we don't expect from anyone in the race, however, is for them to answer positively about gun rights. They might give a little lip service to the Second Amendment just before the push, you know, some policy that would gut it. But we don't actually expect them to be legitimately supportive of it. What is really shocking is the realization that their anti-gun mentality is so all-encompassing that they admit to preferring dead people to armed citizens. It's so bad. The reason I'm laughing about that is because I should be crying about it. They prefer dead people to armed citizens prepared to repel an attack. And this is what Elizabeth Warren basically did. And in addition to that, Michael Bloomberg. During a question and answer period, she was asked if she supported a universal concealed carry by licensed individuals who had passed a background check following the events in White Settlement. Her answer was, of course, no. She went on to claim that there's no data to suggest that universal concealed carry makes us any safer. Now, in this one moment here, this is where she is completely honest, because there is no data. But that's because there isn't any that says universal concealed carry makes us safer, because there is no universal concealed carry. That's never been tried. You can't accumulate data when data on a thing, when it doesn't exist. You would think that Warren, who is an animal of academia, would understand that. But apparently she either doesn't or she ignores it. But this doesn't mean that it's not true. What we do have is plenty of data that suggests that concealed carry in general makes us safer. including the fact that as concealed carry took hold in this country, we started to see the high violent crime rate begin to decrease. John Lott has a veritable Himalayan mountain range of data about how more guns equals less crime, but Warren and Bloomberg and those types, Spartacus, they don't want to see it. Then there's the very simple fact that white settlement even happened, and Warren is quick to claim that the problem was someone could take a gun into a church, but she's an even bigger idiot than I thought if she honestly thinks there's a law out there that would have stopped that shooter from carrying that shotgun in the church. If laws against murder didn't deter him, then nothing else would. And the difference here is that in this place, in this church, there were armed citizens, which Warren makes very clear that she opposes. So in other words, Senator Elizabeth Warren, candidate for President of the United States, prefers dead Americans to live ones if living people means someone was able to carry a gun. She's perfectly okay with you and yours being gunned down in church, in a movie theater, in a school, or anywhere else on the planet, so long as it also means no one was able to carry a gun to protect themselves. How much colder and callous can you get? I wouldn't have expected her to come out in support of concealed carry. That was never going to happen, and I know it. What I expected, though, was a bit of lip service and political tap dancing to at least acknowledge that a good guy with a gun did indeed put an end to a threat to human life, and then add some sort of caveat. But that's what they do all the time. But no, Warren would rather see all of us gunned down if it also means that no one can carry a gun to protect themselves. If she were to become president, maybe she should refuse that Secret Service detail in that case. Or do the rules only apply to us? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Weekend. It is here. And this is Gun Owners News Hour one more time before we move on to other things. Going back to Virginia, Virginia State Senator David Marsden wants you to know he is filled with regret after his most recent listening session with Second Amendment activists. He was caught on an open microphone at a hearing this past week disparaging gun rights supporters as childish and even mentally ill. I'm beginning to see a lot of parallels with what happened in Colorado in 2013. Senator Marsden has now gone public to talk of his deep sorrow and to offer a heartfelt apology. He wants to tell you how sorry he is for not voicing his smears louder and earlier before his comments were picked up on a hot mic. So much for the apology. This is basically, I'm sorry you were offended by what you shouldn't have heard, but let me just tell it to you again, so now there'll be no disputing it. So, Senator Marsden says that rather than have gun rights supporters overhear what he calls a private conversation while chatting with now Virginia House Speaker Eileen Filler-Corn, Marsden says that if he had to do it all over again, he should have just told all folks right to their faces that day. Oh, gosh. I don't have audio of this, or I play it for you. But I do have a transcription, and this was witnessed by scores of listeners who were tuned in to a budget session live stream. And here's that private conversation that was overheard this past Saturday. Senator David Marsden, are you going to stick around for the 10 o'clock gun nuts? Virginia House Speaker Eileen Filler-Corn. These people are crazy. Marsden, yeah, just like little kids. Filler-Corn. Do you think they will stay calm? Marsden, yeah, as long as we don't respond to them. Filler-Corn, yeah. Marsden, we will get through this. I don't know if there's any provisions for a recall in Virginia, but I would say, based upon what I know, and there's a lot of people that I normally would be hanging out with in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks, that are going to go to Virginia instead. And a few of them have actually been, they were on the ground in Colorado when the recall occurred there. They were part of the grassroots organization. So, now Mr. Marsden, Senator Marsden here, his backlash was substantial, to say the least. His comments, and this is coming from a leftist anti-gun Democrat representing a portion of the reflexively leftist Northern Virginia region that borders the nation's capital, and they unleashed a blizzard of scathing phone calls and texts and emails to him coming from citizens from as far away as the Shenandoah foothills and the Tidewater regions that hug the Chesapeake Bay. So whether you might regard this to be a gutsy move or a foolhardy move, he agreed to explain himself to Vince Congolese and Mary Walter on they're the morning hosts on WMAL-FM in Washington, D.C., a station with a signal that reaches well into central Virginia. So from that live program, here is another. Well, first of all, he's recounting the horror that flowed from smearing gun rights folks as childish and or mentally unstable. He said, I got lit up with every kind of vulgar, obscene, angry email and text. I've been getting calls day and night, obscene, vulgar, threatening phone calls. I mean, we're not talking a couple. We're talking about well over 100. He admits that he was annoyed that some gun rights supporters at the budget hearing spoke out of turn when they heard the repeated anguish pleas for more gun control, infringements that would turn law-abiding into felons. On the air, he denied using the term gun nuts while chatting with House Speaker Filler-Corn, saying that his actual words were, this is nuts, but adding this postscript for the radio listeners, these folks are acting like children. Asked in a follow-up if the senator regretted using disparaging language, not only earlier in the week, but again right there on the radio, Marsden doubled down instead, because this is what they do. He said, in retrospect, what I should have done at some point was just to address the group about their poor childish behavior at this event. I regret that you got picked up on a mic. I should have said it to them directly. And he also refused to back away from recent written comments to some constituents suggesting that he regards agitated Second Amendment supporters being mentally unbalanced or mentally unstable. He put this on Facebook. The behavior of the 2A supporters at the forum was childish and boorish. I appeared at a youth forum in December, answered the questions from kids who it was designated for. 18 VCDL members showed up. I stayed 45 minutes after to listen and answer questions. It seemed to go well. In the week after, I received many dozen threats of physical violence and vulgar, obscene texts and voicemails. They were disturbing and indicative of mental health issues among many 2A supporters. I always give out my cell. It is blank. Call me anytime and I tell you what I think. In retrospect, I should have stated my thoughts publicly. Very disappointed in VCDL and other 2A concerned citizens who behaved so badly this past Saturday. Best, Dave. The VCDL is the Virginia Citizens Defense League, run by Philip Van Cleve. He continues, what I was telling people is that the responses I was getting from the people who show signs of having mental health difficulties, the vulgarity, I mean people calling me up and saying things about my mother and my grandmother and these kinds of disturbing comments had nothing to do with the issue. This is very concerning. I want you to remember he's saying this. Remember this. Remember that point. We're going to come to that in a minute. And then stretching credit, just belief to the breaking point. He suggested the 2A community talks repeatedly about mental health issues and should share his alarm about the lack of stability of the gun nuts dropping agitated texts, emails, and voicemails on him. There are a lot of people who have mental health issues that are engaged on the issue, and that is a concern to all of us. He's been feuding with Virginia gun rights supporters for years. He is an acolyte of former New York Mayor, Mayor Bloomberg's gun control propositions. He takes money from him. He has appeared at funding events at the Moms Demand Action, Everytown USA, and all the other groups. Marsden warmed the hearts of Bloomberg's minions everywhere with a sign over his office door that read, Welcome Gun Lobby Day, members. I mean, I know you mean well, but it isn't too much trouble trying to save our lives. Too many people are getting killed in the effort. Before closing on his unusual mea culpa on WMAL-FM, he wanted all to know how much he embraces the Second Amendment when it's time for getting cash from a bank machine. He said, I am in favor of concealed carry. I don't have any objections to that. I think that we are largely safer at ATM machines because there are a number of Virginians who do concealed carry. So, in Virginia, they have the ATM posse riding to the rescue. Who knew that? His WMAL host suggested correctly that red flag laws strip due process in favor of guilty before proven innocent provisions, And then he made news when he announced, when you go before court, you have to have evidence. You can't just go in and make a claim and have something happen. But if a judge gives someone an order and says, I want you to go to the mental health service board, say in Fairfax County, and that you've completed your treatment, then they send in a letter. You don't have to go back to court and get a lawyer or whatever. You completed what the judge has asked you to do, and you get your guns back. So if you lose your gun, right, or if you lose your guns, period, that's perfectly okay. It's like using your driver's license, which is a privilege versus losing a civil right. And you get it back by going to driving school or mental health school. The interesting thing is what he's saying, like when he's talking about talking to the youth and then a bunch of people show up to protest. Can we apply that? Can we apply that to Antifa and the Democrats and the transgenders and all these other people that show up at all kinds of events all the time screaming and yelling and throwing stuff? Can we apply this to Antifa when they hit people in the head with bike locks? I mean, clearly that's mentally unbalanced. That's a very dangerous thing to do, hitting somebody in the skull with a bike lock, right? I find that whole irony in what he finds to be obscene and vulgar. I just find it so rich. Because this is the pot calling the kettle black. While on the one hand, it's okay for him to look at somebody that says, I believe my right to bear arms predates your ability to legislate it. And as such, it existed, and it's inalienable. He gets out there and says, you're a gun nut, you're mentally ill, you're childish, you're boorish, and stop calling me and stop telling me these things. Virginia is ripe for a recall. And maybe we ought to start with this Marsden guy. I almost wish I lived in Virginia just for the fight that's about to come. Because it is going to come. And we're going to have to just monitor this. We'll be back again next week. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.